Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 170. Today is July 14th, it's the 20th day of Tammuz. I wanted to share a quick idea on the Parshas Pinchas that we read this week. Of course, Parshas Pinchas, as we know, is a very popular Parsha. We probably are open in the Torah scroll to Parshas Pinchas more frequently than any other Parsha. Why is that? Because Parshas Pinchas has the Moadim, the holidays. They're also found in Vayikra and Parshas Emor, but here they are at the end, repeated. Much of it is repeated, not precisely the same, but much of it is repeated here in Parshas Pinchas, and that's what we very often read from for a maftir or for a particular selection on a holiday. We read from Parshas Pinchas. So Parshas Pinchas, we're very often open to Parshas Pinchas as well. Of course, Rosh Chodesh is in Parshas Pinchas, but one of the things that's repeated from earlier on in the Torah, not from Parshas Emor, but from Parshas Tetzaveh, is the Karban Tamid every single day. There's a Tamid Shel Shachar, there's a Tamid Shel Ben Harabayim. Those were the bookends of all of the sacrificial work that was done in the Beis HaMikdash. In the morning, they would bring this morning carbon, and in the afternoon, they would bring this evening carbon. They were the bookends of the day. Now, this carbon, as we know, of course, corresponds to Shacharis and corresponds to Mincha. That's why we pray with the consistency that we do. So I want to talk about this idea of the Karban Tamid and how it has been referred to throughout time, and an attempt to really understand the notion, the idea of consistency. So Rabbi Akiva says, and he's quoted in a place that's quoted, it's not exactly sure where the original source was for this idea. There's a machlokas about, like, what's the most important line? What's the most important line in the Torah? One says, Rabbi Akiva says, V'hafta l'recha kamocha. Rabbi Akiva says that it's v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, love thy neighbor, which sets down the fundamentals for how our interpersonal relationships are supposed to work. Others say that it's zeth sefer toldos ha'adam, a pasuk in the beginning of Bereishis, which goes even further than v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, because it's referring to like zeth sefer toldos ha'adam. This is the story of all of humanity. We are fundamentally connected even earlier than Judaism, where we're just, you know, fundamentally on this rock, this planet together. And this is the book of all men, and it just unites us in that way. There are those who will say in other sources that the most important line is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which is probably theologically the most important line. So we already have a debate about whether or not we're supposed to be getting our most important line from theology or interpersonal ethics. Okay, but there's one source that says that the most famous line, the most important line in all of the Torah is Es Akeves Echad Taseh Baboker, Es Akeves Hasheni Taseh Ben Harabayim. The lamb has to be brought in the morning, the lamb, second lamb has to be brought in the evening. And that's the psukim that are referring to in this week's parasha, the Karban Tamid, this carbon that was brought day in and day out at the bookends of the day. And so, of course, the obvious question is, how could you possibly say that something which is so boring, something which is so rote, might be the most important line in the entire Torah? So you might say, like, you know, a la Woody Allen, 90% of life is just showing up, and, you know, it's consistent, it's something which we do all the time, and therefore it's significant. And just for that reason, it's the most important line. So the truth is, you have to understand that consistency is fraught with problems, right? Very often, when we are consistent with something and we do it all the time, we become habituated. It's something which doesn't mean something to us anymore. We don't daven the same way we do when the first time we encounter davening as an adult. We don't do mitzvos in the same way as we do when we come across them the first time if we do them all the time. So in that way, that's the peril of consistency. The peril of consistency is making sure that you're able to do something again and again in a meaningful way. You know, to assume that the impetus will still be there, the excitement will be involved, and so we have to look at the Karban Tamid, I think, for this. On the other hand, there's something to doing something out of habit. You know, when we talk about habit, so the psychologists discuss how nobody really is making a free will decision, I hope, whether or not to brush their teeth in the morning. It's the type of thing which comes automatically. The more habits we can put into our life, the more thoughtless actions, which don't take the very difficult and strenuous work of free will, the better and the more likely we are to perform these things. And so we're literally stuck in the middle between habits and habituation, where we want consistency so that we learn how to do things always, so that we make a bracha without noticing, and we don't have to think about making the bracha, but at the same time, time, we want to make sure we think when we make the bracha. So this is the challenge, but it's the all-important challenge. The pasuk in Kohelet says, "Mu'uves lo yuchal liskon v'chisaron lo yuchal lihimanos." There's something that like could be crooked, that can't be fixed, and a chisaron, something which is missing that can't be counted. It's referring to like the missed opportunities, and the Gemara says, of Shema. You know, Shema day in and day out is a big deal. To be able to say it, to be able to do that mitzvah morning and night, it's a big, important thing. And to miss one, yeah, technically, okay, so I did 3,274 instead of 3,275, but it's not the same, because in losing that consistency, there's something a little bit missing. Everybody has an incredible amount of respect for Cal Ripken Jr., you know, who was able to play so many games of baseball consistently. You know, that's the type of record they say will never be broken. I have no idea, will it or will it not. But that work ethic, that ability to show up every single day is so significant and so important. And finding the balance between habit and habituation is exactly the challenge in order to make sure that things aren't stupid. So we have this pasuk here when it comes to the Karban Tamid. Olas Tamid Asuya Bahar Sinai. It's referring to the fact that it began at Har Sinai, L'reach Nichach Yishal Hashem. It began at Har Sinai, where we're reminded that the this begins at Har Sinai, should have the enthusiasm of Har Sinai. You know, it should be with that, the La'olam, Torah, we should see it as if it's given to us at Har Sinai every single day. This is not something which is a relic, it's something which should be fresh. And that's why, of course, when did they do, in the Beis Midrash, when did they do this Shira, when did they do this song? They did this song when the Karban Tamid was brought. And so the Karban Tamid, which was brought every single day, would have a different song and a unique song for every single day of the week, and it would be done with a soundtrack. It would perhaps be, of all of the different Karbanos of the day, the most exciting one to be there for, to be able to witness, to be able to see. Oh, it's early in the morning, it's the first thing. Oh, it's the end of the day, it's the bookend of the day. But listen to the music. The music is beautiful, and it's exciting, and it's enthusiastic. Somehow we have to be consistent, I think is the goal, and yet play music, right? In order to avoid habituation, to turn things into habits so that we're good, we become really good at them, but at the same time train ourselves to be able to do it in an exciting way. It's sort of next level habituation. It's next level habit forming, where we're not just doing things out of rote, but we're doing things out of excitement. Rabbi Wein writes, he says, consistency is not necessarily doing things by rote. It's rather the reinforcement of good habits and wise policies by reputation and emulation. Judaism, by the nature of its commandments, ordinances, and customs, champions this trait of consistency. Daily prayer, constant attention to detail in all facets of life, the rhythm of Shabbos and the holy days of the Jewish calendar, all combine to create a lifetime and a community of consistency and stability. It's finding that balance, which I think is the challenge, and that's why this pasuk is so important. How does this come up and become particularly more relevant during these days? So we said a couple days ago that one of the tragedies of Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, of the 17th day of Tammuz, is Bitol HaTamid. Bitol HaTamid, the Karban Tamid was stopped. You imagine the Karban Tamid began for sure when the Beis HaMikdash was built. I should say the Mishkan was built on that first day. Some people think that a Karban Tamid was brought even earlier than that. And so one day on the 17th of Tammuz, in the midst of a civil war between the Chashman and the Bayis Sheni, the Chashmonai were fighting each other, Hyrcanus and Aristobulus. You know, you have this issue where they're trying to import over the wall the animals that are required for the karban, and they stop giving it to them because they get this idea that as long as they're doing the karbanos, you'll never be able to vanquish them. And so instead of, after getting the money, raising up the proper animal, they instead sent up a pig. And the Gemara says an amazing thing, Noatz tziparnov nizdazea al yidei arba meos parsa. It stuck its It stuck its nails in the wall as it was going up, and like it shook. You know, there was tremors, there was an earthquake, it was felt. And there's no accident that this is, you know, a pig is the replacement for the Karban Tamid. And the Jews are going through the rote motions of bringing the Karban every single day, and they're attempting to be able to do so, even in such dire straits. And when you lose that tamid, when you lose that consistency, what do you have left? So you have the classic metaphor of the chazer, of the pig. What's the pig? The pig, it's always, you know, the chazer feast. So the feet are sticking out and showing you, I'm kosher, my hooves are split. It's the one of the very few animals that has split hooves and does not chew its cud. And so it has one of the signs, the externally, a superficial sign, but it doesn't have the internal one. And so the pig shows you, listen, I'm doing all the right things. I'm doing exactly what I need to do, but on the inside, it's meaningless. And so the replacement for the carbon talmid, the tragic replacement for the carbon talmid, is the pig climbing up the wall, putting exactly those hooves that the Gemara describes into the wall, and that shakes the entire Jerusalem to its core, and that eventually leads to the vanquishment of Jerusalem in this civil war. That's the day that the music dies, the day that the carbon talmid ends, and that's what we learn from all of this. The challenge of shows us the promise and the peril of consistency. Consistency is what it's all about, but getting it right is not so easy. You know, take 10 for Torah is a great example of habit forming, get it in every day, and try to do at least what you can 10 minutes a day and have that covered for your Torah learning. Good luck with that, and good luck with all of your consistent projects. Have a great day.